From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
And good morning, happy Friday, and happy St. Jude Marathon weekend. It is going to be a very busy weekend across the Mid-South, and no better time to be living in Memphis than right now. You're going to see the best of Memphis on display over the next couple of days. Hope you're doing well today. It is a very busy news day, not just here in the Mid-South, but also across the nation. We have some wonderful guests coming up, including Senator Marsha Blackburn will drop by. Also, Pamela Furr is going to phone in from Nashville this morning, giving us a lay of the land on politics in Nashville. Also, it is Marathon weekend, and just to give you a heads up, we are anticipating a lot of road closures, and those road closures start today. As a matter of fact, they've already started. More than 22,000 runners are going to be taking to the course tomorrow morning, and it is going to be quite the scene in the downtown area. By the way, no traffic or parking on Union Avenue from B.B. King to Danny Thomas Boulevards, and you're going to need to be very, very careful if you're driving around that area. You can expect a lot of delays and, again, a lot of road closures as well. Get this, more than 450 Memphis police officers will be manning traffic control points across the entire route of the marathon. So it's going to be a wonderful time. A lot of visitors here in the Bluff City today and this weekend. So if you see somebody from out of town, make them feel welcome. No doubt they're going to have a great time out on Beale Street. Isn't it nice to live in a safe city, ladies and gentlemen? What a change. What a change in the vibe we've had here in the Mid-South. Well, a couple of big stories involving the Shelby County Sheriff's Department fighting back now against County Mayor Lee Harris. And also, we have an update to this crazy story out of the Memphis City Council, where Councilwoman Yolanda Cooper Sutton disparaged every single firefighter in the city. And you make no mistake about what this woman did. I have a very simple question this morning. Do you stand with the city council, or do you stand with the firefighters? And our telephone number, by the way, if you want to chime in, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, Yolanda Cooper Sutton raised the ire of Memphis firefighters a few days ago when she said this at the city council meeting, cut number two.
We keep doing business with the same people in the same players sitting in the same seats doing the same thing. All the time. Everybody just won't rape this city. The same players, the same faces come here and you rape and you rape and you take and you take and you take and you take from this city since I've been living here. I'm not a native Memphian, but I've been here and I've watched it over and over and over again.
So all of this, by the way, was over a raise that had been promised to the firefighters. And we're talking about a 2% raise. My understanding is that they are only the third highest paid firefighters in the entire Mid-South, which is just unacceptable. They ought to be the top. I mean, they do a lot of work out there. Those firefighters putting their lives on the line every single day for all of us. So anyway, Cooper Sutton's all upset and she's accusing the firefighters and she's comparing it. Them asking for a raise to rape. Cut number three, please.
But you all gotta come differently next year budget. Because you're coming back next year. You're coming back for some more money. You're coming back. I know you're coming back. Because guess what? We're going to find the money like we always do. Instead of deal with actual numbers and facts. We are not, this is not 1968, 1970, 1972, 73, 74, 75. This is 2025. And Memphis is still rocking and rolling the same exact way. You're greedy. And you want what you want because you think you can do it. And you're wrong. Now, I might not change any of that, and I don't care whether it changed, whatever, they're going to vote the way they vote, but you're wrong, and God sees your intentions, and he sees your hearts, and he's going to deal with each and every one of us accordingly. I yield.
Yeah, so, I hate being the language police here, but ma'am, Councilwoman Cooper Sutton, the word is specific and not Pacific, right? Pacific is a large body of water that people go surfing in over on the West Coast. So I believe the word you were looking at, you wanted to be Pacific. No, no, ma'am. You wanted to be specific. So just passing that along as I'm not judging. I'm just passing that along as just, you know, trying to be helpful. We want our elected leaders to be learned and literate, right? I hope so. So anyway, all you know what broke loose. And so, of course, we were waiting for the apology because, you know, the remarks were so egregious that you knew an apology was coming. So she issued a statement, and in this statement, she did not apologize. She did not apologize. As a matter of fact, I want to read just a portion of this, this statement that she put out. She says, during our deliberations on the proposed 2% raise, let me stop you right there. No, that was a promised raise. But anyway, let's not quibble over words. During our deliberations on the proposed 2% raise for the Memphis Fire Department, I used language that has raised concerns. That was it. I mean, she went on and she had this lengthy statement, but she made no apology. There were no regrets at all. Nothing. She did not apologize. Quite frankly, she should have been censured. But now, if we do that, we have to censure the entire city council because nobody on the city council, nobody had the courage to condemn her publicly and actually apologize to the Memphis Fire Department. This is nuts. So the chairman of the Memphis City Council, everybody's putting out statements, but nobody's actually apologizing. As a matter of fact, here's what Ford Canale, who's the chairman of the city council, had to say. And I think he's a Republican. They say it's a nonpartisan, you know, body. So there are no Republicans or Democrats. So anyway. It's sad. He says, during a recent council meeting, language was used that was sensitive in nature. Yeah, Mr. Canale, how would you like it if somebody called you a rapist, sir? I don't know about you, but I'd be a little ticked off, sir. Mr. Canale said, I do not condone such language, and I will continue to encourage this body to be mindful of how our words can be perceived. What is this, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood? Here's a thought. What Mr. Canale should have done, since he was the chair of the meeting, is as soon as those words came out of her mouth, he should have called her out. You see, this is why I can't ever be in politics. We'd be having come-to-Jesus meetings every single day at these meetings. But nobody said anything. And I don't know if they were not paying attention. Did they not care? Maybe they were doing Wordle. I don't know what they do up there. Most of them are on their phones or eating. So I don't know why nobody called her out when all of this happened, but it seems to me that none of these people up there have the backs of the firefighters. They certainly don't have the backs of the police department. But again, you folks, you get what you vote for. And I hate to say it, but some of these people claim to be Republicans. The Republicans I know stand up for the firefighters. The Republicans I know stand up for law enforcement. And if that means having to come to Jesus, and let me tell you something about Yolanda Cooper Sutton, and I'm sure she's a very nice person, but the woman's a bully, and she thinks she can raise her voice, and she can use language like Pacific, and all of a sudden you're going to hide under your desk. So she knows that she can bully her her peers on the Memphis City Council. That's what's going on here. But it's really sad that nobody had the moral courage to stand up and condemn this woman and stand alongside the Memphis firefighters. Give them their raise, for crying out loud. They deserve every single penny of it. And here's a thought to all of you Republicans on the Memphis City Council. You know, if you guys are so hard up for money, stop buying dilapidated hotels in downtown Memphis. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Hey, Cassie, I got you something yesterday. I went to, is it Fresh Market?
Oh, yeah, Fresh Market. Good
so
place.
So I didn't realize, I've been driving all the way to Germantown. It's way out in Germantown near Collierville, the one I shop at. I didn't realize until yesterday there's one about maybe a quarter mile from the building. So I got you a candle.
Good stuff.
I got you a candle. It's a spice plum.
Todd, it smells so good. It's burning downstairs right now. I had to.
The
candle
use it right is away. Burning.
Yeah, the candle.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. By the way, a lot happening around the Mid-South. And Cassie, I have a question for you. Have you? I think Dieter did this. He would never tell me, but I suspect he did the annual 2024 Stumbling Santa pub crawl.
You know,
we're going to have a lot of drunk Santas and elves wandering around downtown tomorrow.
I can't say I've ever done that.
Okay, so everybody's pleading the fifth on this. I know that I just have visions of Dieter in an elf costume wandering around Beale Street. This is all happening. It's the 21st annual, by the way, the annual pub crawl at the Flying Saucer. And it's all for a good cause, the Porter Leith Toy Drive. And everybody's going to get together. It's going to go until about 11 o'clock Saturday night. So if you survive the marathon, head over to Beale Street and you'll have a little bit of fun. The Baptists that are listening to us, drink some Dr. Pepper and pretend. So there you go. And by the way, there's also something called they're doing this at Shelby Farms. They're inviting people to hang out in yurts. I'm not sure. Is that an article of clothing? I've never heard of that.
Yurt. I'm pretty sure that's like a hut.
Okay.
Maybe it's a modernized hut.
I don't know. A couple of days ago, I was wandering through a Shelby Farms and came across there were people like doing doing yoga, and they had goats and other animals on their backs. I didn't want to ask any questions. Party in a yurt. That's what they're calling it. So anyway, we'll keep you updated as soon as we can figure out what the heck that's all about. In the meantime, our great Adam Pettit standing by with your entertainment report.
Hello, and welcome to the Memphis Entertainment Map, sponsored by Appliance Liquidators in South Haven. If you need something to do this weekend, then look no further. First, this Friday at 7 p.m. at the FedEx Forum, the Memphis Grizzlies are playing the Los Angeles Clippers. The game is predicted to be very close, with both teams predicted to score between 110 and 120 points. So come out and support the best basketball in Memphis. Also, this Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m., Santa is coming to Saddle Creek South for free photos. You can find him on the corner between Sephora and Untuckit, and you'll receive both a digital and a printed photo as a memento of your visit. So feel free to bring your kids, your family, even leashed, well-behaved pets, are welcome. Finally, starting Saturday and running through the 14th, Collierville's Harrell Theater is performing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer the Musical. The production features familiar characters like Rudolph the Reindeer, Hermie the Elf, Yukon Cornelius, and Santa, along with beloved songs like A Holly Jolly Christmas and Silver and Gold. Have an entertaining week in Memphis, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thank you, Aiden. Let's go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. If you think the marathon's a big deal, you haven't been to the Bartlett Christmas Parade. Todd Halford joining us. He's the Chief Comms Director for the city of Bartlett. Todd, Merry Christmas to you. Hope you're doing well.
Good morning, Todd. Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Thanks for having me.
You don't have to spill the beans. You ever done the Santa pub crawl?
I'm not going to comment on that.
All right. Don't ask, don't tell. That's what we say on this show. Look, this is exciting. There is going to be a huge parade in Bartlett. Tell us about the annual Christmas parade.
All right. So we're going to kick off tomorrow. The parade starts at 4 p.m. I've got 70 entries, 20-something floats, marching bands. It's open to the public. We've got food trucks going to be on the lot at Bartlett Baptist. Come on, it's just a great time to get together with the community.
I don't know who's responsible for putting together all the festivals and the things you guys do. It is so well done. You guys are just really crushing it over there in Bartlett.
Well, that's going to be Debbie, but I'm going to take full credit for it.
You should.
I agree. Yeah, we have always got something going on in Bartlett. This is where you want to be.
You know, when you talk about Bartlett and just the family-friendly atmosphere, it has to be so exciting to see all those families coming out, lining the parade route. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow.
So we're going to have a couple of thousand people out there. The schools are involved. A lot of the local businesses are involved. One of my favorite things is we have the police department, the fire department, and Parks and Rec all compete for best float. And it's always a good time. Parks and Rec won it last year. Of course, I have my favorites, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, we're already getting Kristen Hicks writing in our live feed this morning. Come and see the Republican Party of Shelby County's patriotic float. So they're going to have a float, and we understand Senator Brent Taylor is going to be riding on the float tomorrow night, so that'll be a lot of fun. But again, you're going to have all sorts of groups and organizations coming out and being a part of this event, right, Todd?
Absolutely, absolutely. Just about everybody you can think of will be out there.
I love it. And again, this is an annual event. You guys just had the big Christmas festival just, what, a couple of weeks ago. This is just, again, what is it about Bartlett? People are certainly moving. There's a lot of growth, a lot of construction going on across the city.
Well, we do about 300 events a year, and that's a lot. That's not a whole lot of days off. But you know, people in Bartlett, they want to get out. They want they want growth. They want expansion. They want new businesses, new restaurants, new events, new concerts, new things to do, and that's what we want to provide for them.
All right. So tomorrow, what time do people need to get out? Any rules and regulations about parking? I have to imagine there are going to be some street closures.
Yes, absolutely. So parking is going to be available at New Hope Church, right at Kirby Whitten and Yale, also at Bartlett Baptist Church at the same intersection. There will be parking at Alturia Elementary. The parade route and staging area will close at 1 p.m. so we can get everybody lined up, and the parade starts at 4 o'clock.
All right. I love that. You know, when I lived in New York City, the fun thing was the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And one of the things they used to do for the locals over on the Upper West Side, they had a balloon inflation party. And all the locals could come out and you could watch the balloons be inflated and drink hot cocoa. So, you kind of miss those behind the scenes thing. But all that to say, we got to get balloons in next year's parade, like giant balloons.
I know that the police department is pushing really hard for a Gus balloon. That's one of our dogs, one of our canines. And, we'll see if we can make it happen. I don't know.
I love it. We will be a sponsor of that. KWAM will lead the charge. So
I'm going to hold you to that.
All right. Todd, thank you so much. You guys do a great, great job. And it's Bartlett is just the place to be. A lot happening there. And we're just so excited for you guys.
Absolutely. Hey, we appreciate it.
All right. Tomorrow, folks, that's where you want to be. You want to do the parade and make sure you get a good massage after running the marathon and head on down to Beale Street and get some libations and then head over to Bartlett for the parade. You got yourself a full day. Todd, thank you again. We appreciate you calling in this morning.
Merry Christmas, Todd.
All right. Merry Christmas. Todd Halford from Bartlett. And Cassie, I was going to save this for the end. But you better turn your microphone back on, because the only thing people are talking about in the live feed is apparently word has leaked out that this is your last day with us.
Todd.
Did you know that?
The rumors are true. Yes.
So tell everybody, because we just love you to death here. And one of the challenges of hiring young people is that you guys go on to bigger and better things. And tell us what you're going to be doing.
Yeah. So I am going back home to New Jersey, and I'm going to get to spend some time with my family.
Okay. I get the spending time with family, but moving back to Jersey?
the armpit of America, I guess. I guess that's what they call us.
Oh, you're the Garden State. It's the Garden State.
We've got good tomatoes. We've got bagels. We got water, pizza.
So, you know, you're moving to very close to Harry Hurley, who fills in on my national show every now and again. So Harry's excited that you're going to be moving to his neck of the woods.
Yeah, right down the street from him. We'd go to the same coffee shop.
Is that right?
That's right.
All right. So any chance you and your husband, who's, by the way, one of the best drummers. I mean, your husband's a musician, one of the best drummers in the city. And any chance we might be able to get you guys back here one day?
I mean, I heard the rumors are that once you leave Memphis, it tugs you back.
It does. That's why I'm holding a spot for Ben Dieter. So yeah. It's only a matter of time.
He'll be back. Don't worry.
There you go. All right. Well, if you guys want to call in and say something nice about Cassie, you can do that today. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. And we want to give her a great send-off as well. All right. Hang tight. We've got Senator Marsha Blackburn coming up next.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
All right, it is now 34 degrees at St. Jude Children's Hospital. By the way, gearing up for the big St. Jude Marathon tomorrow. Expecting over 22,000 runners hitting the course tomorrow. Going to be a lot of fun. Again, a lot of road closures in the Mid-South as well. Also, want to give you an opportunity to join our big contest, our Christmas contest, right here on the Mighty 990. The best gifts of Christmas from the best local businesses that we love here. Your opportunity, your chance to win a beautiful Christmas centerpiece from Pew's Flowers, a $50 gift card from Dinstall's Fine Candies, $50 gift card from Germantown Commissary, a wonderful, beautiful bracelet from Weimer's Jewelry, and $100 of coffee, both bags and K-cups, from Pure Roast Coffee. I mean, these are some great, great Christmas gifts. We would love for you to join, and your chance to win, enter the drawing for our competition, and you can do that right now. The first four callers at 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. The first four callers, you will be entered in our contest. We're going to be announcing the winners next week, so you still have some time to call in and get in on these great gifts. Again, 901-260-5926. Well, I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend from Americans for Prosperity Tennessee, Pamela Furr. Pamela, hope you're doing well today.
I am. Good morning. It's a little too chilly for me, and we had a little sleet yesterday. But other than that, I'm doing great.
Good. Well, wow. So we just got rain here, and of course, if you're anybody listening to Laura Huckabee knew that the snowfall was not going to happen because you had a lot of the folks out there. Oh, it's going to snow. We're going to get, you know, ice storm 2025. And we just got rain 2025. So.
Well, you know, here in Middle Tennessee, it's always north of I-40 or south of I-40. It depends on what will happen. So north of I-40, there was actually snow and sleet, and then south of I-40. There was a little bit more sleet and then rain. So, and bridges may have frozen a little bit, you know, overnight, but
not here. Okay, yeah, that's
yeah.
not here in West Tennessee. Pamela, I want to talk about this. We've been sort of hashing out, and everybody's been analyzing what happened in the 7th Congressional District. Mm. And I know Tim Burchett, I thought, did a pretty good job of summarizing everything. And he is really concerned, and he believes that the lack of action by Republicans in the House and the Senate have led to voter apathy, especially among Republicans. And he was concerned that that played a factor because, again, the win is a win is a win. But there was a struggle getting Republicans out, which I think is why they had that massive, you know, push the week leading up to the election.
Right, right. No, I think apathy has taken over for Republicans here in the state of Tennessee for several reasons. First, most Republicans think, we got this, so I'm not going to even bother. So that's the first part of apathy, and I think Tim Burchett is right. What have Republicans done in the last year, with Donald Trump at the helm? I mean, Republicans are supposed to be leading, and there just seems to be a lot of people not really doing the work that we send them up there to do. So it's really easy to get discouraged and go, why bother? And so I would agree with Tim Burchett on that. You know, the turnout was not what you had hoped it would be. And we can use lots of excuses. It was a special election. It was around the holidays. People don't normally turn out for it. But if Democrats can energize people, why can't we? It doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, it doesn't, except for a couple of things. First of all, I place the blame on Congressman Mark Green. He ran, and he should have completed his term in office.
He abandoned his post.
He did.
And I think it's important to say it that way because of his military background. You're not supposed to abandon your post, and he did. You're right.
And problem number two is the Republican governor, Bill Lee, scheduling an election during a holiday. It's just insanity. It's like, what are you people thinking? And the other thing, and look, Matt Van Epps, I'm sure, is a very nice guy. People just did not know him. He sort of came out of nowhere on the political scene. And there was a lot of anger, Pamela. And you know that even within the Republican Party, you've got factions. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of people that were very upset because they feel like, whether this is fair or not, that Van Epps was the establishment's candidate.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people have said that. I will say, here's what I say. And, you know, AFP did not get involved at all in this special election, right? Our foundation hosted a debate and all of that, but we didn't get involved in this. But I will say this. I have gotten to know Matt Van Epps. And whether you think he's establishment or not, because he worked with Bill Lee and people have called him the COVID czar and those things, I do believe he is at his core a genuinely good man. And on election night, I had the opportunity to speak to him after he had won, and he seemed genuinely humbled by the fact that he won this election. So establishment or not, I mean, I think that will remain to be seen how he conducts himself in Washington, D.C. But at his core, he's a good man, and I think that he'll represent the 7th District well. Whether or not it's going to be conservative enough, we'll have to. He's never been tested, so this will be his test. We'll see.
Well,
and I understand he has to run for re-election next year. I mean, in 2026, because this special election was just to fill out Mark Green's term, and so he'll be running again right away.
I think he was tested, Pamela. I think he was. And look, the man's in office now. We will judge him by his record. But he was tested back during the COVID pandemic, because he should have said no. He should have, you know, when he was given those orders to fire people in the National Guard who did not get the shot, he should have said no. And he would have certainly lost his command, his position, because of that. Yeah. But I guarantee you he would have won in a landslide, and he would have been embraced, I think, by the conservative. But anyway, that's all. It's water under the bridge now.
Right.
And we will
exactly.
See.
Yeah.
We
we'll
will see.
See.
All right. Pamela, looking ahead, midterms, there is a lot of concern. There was a piece in the New York Times, Politico, Kevin Kiley, the congressman from San Diego, who's probably going to lose his seat because of Prop 50 in California, mm-hmm. saying that the problem is the leadership in the House of Representatives. I would say there's a leadership problem in the Senate as well. What do the Republicans need to do to win in the midterms?
They have to, they got to get involved. They have to get out and start talking to their community about what it's going to take to make sure that the Republicans stay in the majority in both the Senate and the House. I'm concerned, too, about losing that. And if we lose that, then we're going right back to impeachments and you're wasting Donald Trump's time. You know what I mean? And then we'll really get nothing, absolutely nothing done in Congress. So, I mean, people have to forget that the apathy that they've been living with for the last year and actually get involved, talk to their community members, and make sure they have really great candidates who will run for these offices or for re-election. You can't just sit back and give up.
No.
And you can't, or you're going to lose your country.
Let me just say this. If people are quibbling over numbers, that is a ruby red district, the Tennessee 7th ruby red district. If we had trouble winning that, and when you've got President Trump doing literally two campaign events for the candidate the day before, we can't do that nationwide. You know, the president just physically cannot do that nationwide. So,
I think the point, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Todd, but that point that you just made, it's ruby red. And there was struggle, and it's simply because of the apathy. And now that the Democrats have seen how they gained ground in District 7 in the state of Tennessee, Democrats all across the country are looking at that and going, there's a chance.
Well,
there's a chance that we can win here.
I hope they do, because I don't think the American people are ready to embrace socialism like that. I mean, she's a lunatic, that woman, which I think shocked a lot of people. But again, there is an electability factor, and both sides of the Republican Party have a big issue here. There's one side that says, if my guy doesn't get in, I will not go out to the polls and vote.
Right.
And the other side says the exact same thing. Okay, great. Right. So the Democrat wins. Everybody happy now? Everybody happy?
Right.
So, you know, it's my way or the highway. And when you've got multiple factions within the party saying that, you're going to lose.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, you're going to lose. I mean, it's really that simple. So anyway, we'll see how it all plays out. Pamela, you got big plans this weekend?
Lots of Christmas parties. Everybody and their brother is having a Christmas party in Middle Tennessee. And so there's even a Trump supporter Christmas party tonight, which should be pretty great. So just a lot of people who love our president will be getting together, you know, and celebrating the goodness of this country. So that's what we're doing tonight. And then again, there's lots of parties. Oh, and by the way, if I may add, there is the SEC championship game this weekend. Tomorrow, Roll Tide. They're playing Georgia. I don't know if you're a big football fan, Todd. So anyway, I had to point that out for my Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I'm a Tennessee fan, actually. There.
well, then, sorry. I
appreciate that. But you just sucked all the joy out of the morning show here with that statement. All right.
I apologize.
Pamela Furr, always good hearing from you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Love you guys.
All right. There you go. Pamela Furr, everybody. And she's been very involved in state Republican politics and a great talk radio host there in Nashville on WTN. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to the phones. Senator Marsha Blackburn coming up as well. Our telephone, I hope she's conservative. Okay. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us. Hope to see all of you out at the Bartlett Christmas Parade tomorrow. Let's go to the phone lines. Becky Gallagher, the general manager of the Mighty 990, on the line. Becky, what's going on? What did I do? What did I do now? That would be the question.
Todd.
Hey, Becky, what's going on?
I just wanted to tell Cassie that we appreciate her, and she represents her generation well with her work ethic and reliability, and we just wish Cassie and her husband all the best and can't wait to see how the Lord works in her life in the next few months and years.
Well, we're really excited about that as well. Aww. And Cassie, are you getting a little misty over there?
Oh, man. I think something's wrong with my eyes. They're like leaking or something.
Jeez, hello.
I told myself I wasn't going to cry until I hopped into my car to drive home today. Then I would get over it after I hit a, you know, gigantic pothole or something.
There you go. I think we lost Becky. She may have hit one of those potholes coming in. Sorry, yeah. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Becky Gallagher, the general manager at the Mighty 990. As promised, first we've got Parker May standing by, has a sports update. You heard some of that news from Pamela Furr. Let's check in with Parker.
I'm Parker May, and this is your KWAM Sports Update, presented by Ortho One Sports Medicine and Dr. DeLaubach. In the NFL, the Lions pick up a much-needed win over the Cowboys 44-30. Week 14 continues on Sunday as the Colts battle the Jags for the top spot in the AFC South, and the Bears take on the Packers in a critical NFC North matchup. In college football, it is conference championship week, as teams are battling to not only win their conference, but also make the college football playoffs. Here are my picks for the top games. I've got Ohio State over Indiana in the Big Ten. In the Big 12, I got Texas Tech over BYU. And I've got Georgia over Alabama in the SEC Championship. The Memphis Tigers are still searching for a new head coach as Ryan Silverfield took over at Arkansas. Notable potential candidates include Western Kentucky's Tyson Helton, Kennesaw State's Jerry Mack, and more. I'll be back on Monday with a full breakdown of the college football playoff bracket and the latest on the Tigers' coaching search. I'm Parker May on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Senator, good to have you with us. So if I'm reading between the lines here of that press conference early today, if I'm reading between the lines here, it certainly seems as though the previous administration may have covered up some key parts of this pipe bomber case.
I think you're right about that, because we hear that this was a good old investigative police work. And Todd, I thought it was really quite remarkable that you had the D.C. police chief there with Pam Bundy and Kash Patel today. The D.C. police had worked on this, and they were grateful for the FBI and Dan Bongino taking this case back up and doing that heavy investigative work that was necessary to solve this case. You know, this would have been one of those unsolved mysteries. Who was the D.C. pipe bomber? Because the Biden administration had all the evidence. They had the leads. They had the clues. But they never did the heavy lift. In other words, they were not that concerned about who had planted these bombs. They were more concerned about spying on conservatives and parents at school board meetings and people that were pro-lifers, and they were going after Donald Trump, and they were weaponizing the government, and they were putting their energy into those activities, but they were not putting their energy into the protections of the American people.
And again, I don't want to get too far ahead of the investigation, and they did not release a lot of information, but it certainly appears that there may be much, much more to the story behind what happened on January 6th as well. Do you think we're ever going to get to the bottom of what really happened on that day, Senator?
There is so much work that across the entire administration is having to be done to unravel and uncover and to solve some of these issues that have existed. This administration is spending a lot of time doing that, and Congress is spending a lot of time doing that. We're spending a lot of time looking at where money gets spent and rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse. And Todd, that's one of the reasons it's so imperative that we get back to regular order and passing Trump appropriation bills and getting off of a Biden budget so that we can stop some of this and get to the bottom of some of these questions, like really what all did happen on January 6th. The American people want to know. They deserve to know. People have many times said, whatever happened to that pipe bombing situation in D.C.? Nobody knew. And because the Biden administration decided they were busy weaponizing the government against conservatives.
All right. And you'll be able to listen to the entire interview that we did with Senator Blackburn. That was last night on my Newsmax show. You can listen to that at Mighty990.com, KWAMRadio.com, and you'll be able to find all of that that information there. All right, folks, we have a jam-packed day. I am just telling you, a jam-packed day here at the Mighty 990. Also, I'll be pulling double duty on Newsmax tonight, filling in for Rob Finnerty, so you'll be able to watch Newsmax at 5 and 7 o'clock, and you'll be able to watch our show. We have a huge lineup on all of our shows today here on KWAM. Also, don't forget about our amazing local programming here on KWAM. Kicking off at 7 o'clock with our friends at Mid-South Gardening, and it is a live call-in show. So you're actually able to phone in and ask your gardening questions. If you have questions about Christmas trees, poinsettias? How do you handle all of those? How do you make sure they don't die on you? They're going to be able to answer all of those questions, and that starts at 7 o'clock right here on the Mighty 990. Also, Walker Auctions coming up at 10 o'clock on Saturday, and Joe Garner, host of the Real Estate Mortgage Shop, that's our brand-new show, that's at 11 o'clock, and Joe has all sorts of great, very helpful information. That is such a fun show. Behind the Badge, we've been getting a lot of questions about Behind the Badge. That show will kick back up next week. We have some temporary hosts, and we'll tell you all the details about that coming up later next week. In the meantime, get out there, be safe, have fun, everybody. It's going to be a great, great weekend here in the Mid-South. Good luck to all of the runners in the marathon, and we'll see you tomorrow at the big parade in Bartlett. Have a great one, everybody.